as you're ready, taking a seated posture that is upright and relaxed. Releasing any unnecessary tension in the body so the body is supported by the cushion or chair. Softening the brow, the eyes, the jaw. Releasing shoulders, neck, chest. Breathing in, feel the sensations of the breath creates at the nostrils. Breathing out, soften your belly. See if you're holding tension in your stomach. Often we hold resentment and a hardness, a brick in the belly, anger and fear, suppressed judgments. See if you can soften the stomach with each exhale. Acknowledge how you're feeling, state of mind, experience in the body, just as we reflect together on the possibility of forgiveness. Whether this feels like no big deal in your life or it feels impossible. Beginning the first category of forgiveness by bringing to mind someone that you've caused some harm to, been dishonest with, had an argument with, were unkind to. And again, don't go to the biggest, worst thing you've ever done. Something that you regret, you feel somewhat bad about. Bringing them to mind, and the meditation phrase is, please forgive me for having caused you harm. Whether it was intentional or unintentional, keep it that simple tonight. Please forgive me for having caused you harm, whether it was intentional or unintentional. keeping this, some awareness of the person you're asking for forgiveness in mind, and just saying this phrase over and over, slowly, even if you don't totally mean it yet. Please forgive me for having caused you harm, whether it was intentional or unintentional. Perhaps someone else comes to mind after you've asked for forgiveness to this first person a few times, dozen times or so. Awareness of what's happening for us when we're unkind to others. What kind of pain, confusion, fear were we in to cause harm? Please forgive me for having caused you harm. The discipline is returning to the phrase when your mind gets involved in the story, starts justifying, defending. Just come back to the phrase, replace that thought with a simple, humble request, please forgive me. back to your own breath, body, softening any tension that's developed. Shifting your posture if you need to, relaxing back into. Beginning to reflect on the anger, the resentments that we hold. How often the mind is agitated, judgmental, angry. Perhaps there are the categories of the people that you would like to forgive or willing to. The maybes, the not yets, the nevers. But from that first category of people that you'd like to forgive, but that you have some resentment towards, bringing to mind and starting to send forgiveness. I forgive you. As much as I can in this moment for having caused me harm, whether it was intentional or unintentional. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. Saying those words in your own heart and mind. Over and over. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. Maybe there's a whole long line of people waiting to be forgiven. All of these people we carry around with us. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. Over and over. we forgive not for them, but for our own freedom. When there is resistance to forgiveness, it's actually resistance to our own happiness. The mind that says you need to stay mad to stay safe is confused, is ignorant, is asleep. Forgiveness is perfectly safe. Letting go of the offering of forgiveness to others. Again, returning to your breath, breathing in, feel the sensations of the breath here, now, present. Breathing out, softening the belly, releasing shoulders, any tension in the jaw. Adjusting your posture if you're becoming uncomfortable and it's hard to focus on the forgiveness. Give yourself permission to shift a little bit and then continue the stillness. As we turn towards ourselves, towards our own mind, body, towards any ways that we've been unkind, critical, resentful, angry at ourselves. Self-forgiveness, forgiving the mind for its confusion, for its anger, for its fear. Forgiving the body for its cravings, its aversions, its continuing to age without our permission. Any way that you judge, resent your body. Forgiveness towards our own hearts, if that means something to you, the tender heart, a vulnerable heart that has become armored, protected, defended. As the hum of the AC turns off, also let the tension in your body melt away. The armoring over the heart. Begin to thaw. Breathing into your own heart center with the intention of self-forgiveness. saying to yourself, I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. Forgive you to this mind, this heart, this body. This nervous system. It's nice to use your own first name. Saying your own first name, and I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. And if self-forgiveness feels impossible right now, think of yourself as a child. Think of yourself as a young person before it was all your fault. When you were still young and innocent. And send some forgiveness to that young person that would encounter the difficulties they would encounter, the pains, the betrayals, the losses, the addictions. Saying to that 5-year-old self, I forgive you. I forgive you for not knowing how to hold your pain. Forgive you for not knowing your own worth, your own ability. Finding your own way with this. What does that part of you need to hear from you? Forgive you as much as I can in this moment for all of the ways that we cause ourselves harm, the judging mind, the anger, the fear, the lust, the obsessions, the reactivity. All of the ways we become confused. Meeting ourselves with forgiveness, with compassion. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment, over and over. To the youngest part of yourself. To the adolescent, the young adult. The adult, the present incarnation. I forgive you as much as I can in this moment. Using your own first name, even if you don't mean it yet. letting go of this self-forgiveness practice for now. Softening the belly, the shoulders, the face, somatically releasing any tension as you exhale. And resting in mindfulness for the last couple of minutes with an acceptance of our current ability to forgive ourselves or others. The humility, it's not perfect. It's a process.